Hello everybody, I'm back and I just want to have a prayerful moment and, you know, reach out to God about something that I'm dealing with. You know, there is a lot of strife right now in my family with certain people, including a sibling. You know, and right now I want to pray for my sister. I don't hate my sister. I do not hate her. You know, but I know that it's time for us to be our separate ways, go our separate ways, and remain that way. You know, because when you have arguments, disagreements, spats, sometimes certain things need to come out. Certain things need to be said. Certain things need to be interpreted as they were meant to be brought out. So, I just want to go before God and say, Dear Heavenly Father, you know, I come before you today completely trusting you and your goodness and your mercy. I appeal to your loving spirit. I want you to watch over my sister. I pray that you remain in her life. I pray that you touch her soul, you heal her, you always be with her. Thank you for her presence in my life. Thank you for being able to know her. Thank you for giving me a sibling. You know, I want you to look upon my sister with your tenderness and your grace, with your mercy, with your forgiveness. If she's hurting, please heal her. If she's afraid, give her courage. If she has fallen short, lift her up and forgive her. I forgive her. You know, it's hard to forget. But I am not seeking friendship. I'm not seeking a sisterhood. It's not that I don't forgive her. I feel that I'm at a new point in my life and I don't want to remain at a plateau. I don't want to remain stuck in park. I don't want to go in reverse. I don't want to continue to allow myself to be vulnerable and open, to be hurt over and over again, to have to deal with certain emotions and issues and stuff that has nothing to do with me. At the moment, it seems like it may be about me, but it's not about me. It is beyond me. You know, it has nothing to do with me. And I understand that, you know, there are other people involved in this strife and tough situation. You know, it's messy. I don't want any parts of it. It's not of God. God is not about separation and confusion. You know, it is from the enemy. And I want to remove myself from it. I wish her well. I love her. I always will. But the sisterhood relationship is not for us. You know, and like I said, if she has fallen, I want you to lift her up in forgiveness. And most of all, dear Lord, let her know that she is loved. Let her know some kind of way that I do love her. But it's not required to get an acceptance of apology from me. It's not required for her to reach out to me and say she's sorry because she's already forgiven. I know there are things that I still need to be forgiven for, but let her know that when my love was given and shown and I was there in the flesh, you know, wanting to love her, wanting to make amends, wanting to make things right, even trying to keep the peace and not responding to a lot of things that had nothing to do with us but third parties, and those things affected our relationship, let her know what it clearly was. And I don't even know if that's important at this point. But, you know, I want some kind of way. I want it to get to her, for her to know, even if it's a reflection, even if it's a memory about good times, that I love her. I have always loved her. You know, let her be healed emotionally. You know, if there are any deep wounds, give her confidence, knowing that she's your child. Heavenly Father, I embrace my sister's heart, whether it is bitter, whether it is hateful, whether there is some love still there. You know, bless her. Let her be healthy. Let her be free and protected. And I believe all these things in your name and your loving care. Amen.